radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Welcome to radio@firehouse.com. My name is Peter Matthews, and we're here today with Harvey Eisner and Mary Valine, who are both taking command of the upcoming Firehouse Expo to be held in Baltimore July 22nd through the 27th. To learn more about the show, you can visit the website at firehouseexpo.com. Harvey, can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming conference? I know it's the 25th anniversary. You've been around for most of the shows. Can you give us some insight as to what's going to be going on for the 25th anniversary?
Well, we're working on a few special ideas for the program. Four of the major topics, one will be the keynote on the recent Charleston fire where nine firefighters were killed. We have Gordon Routley, who was the in charge of the investigative committee, to make recommendations. And now that report, the major 272-page report, has just come out. So Gordon will make a up-to-the-minute speech on the fire and the recommendations and the things that happened there. So that should be very interesting for every firefighter in the country. We also have two people from Worcester, Massachusetts, who will now talk about what's gone on in Worcester from 8 years after the six firefighters were killed there. So I saw a presentation that they did already, and it's very interesting, all the different accomplishments that that department has made in the last 8 years. So that's very, very far-reaching. I don't think anybody will want to miss that. We also have a special report on what Hackensack Fire Department in New Jersey has done 20 years after five firefighters were killed in a truss roof collapse in July of 1988. So the 20th anniversary is coming up shortly, and that will be a very good presentation. And also we have the new chief of Baltimore City, James Clack, who will do a presentation on the bridge collapse over the Mississippi River on the Interstate 35 collapse last year in Minneapolis. So those will be four very, very major keynote addresses that we'll have during the show, plus all the other 70, 80 classes that we'll have normally, and about the 10 or 12 hands-on training sessions from live fire to engine and truck ops, auto extrication. This year we have shoring for collapse and things like that. So a very, very interesting, very well-diversified set of programs, both inside and outside hands-on training.
Okay. Thank you, Harvey. Mary, can you tell us about the exhibit floor this year? It looks like it's going to be larger than it has been in the past.
Yes, we do have our largest exhibit floor to date. Over 460 exhibitors are expected this year, many of them expanding their displays year over year, so we're excited about that. We're also excited that EMS at Firehouse Expo will be co-located with Firehouse, so it's on the same exact exhibit floor. It's going to be focused with EMS opportunities and companies there, so that's an exciting addition to the show floor as well.
Okay, can you tell us about some of the other events? I see that the parade and the flea market will be going on, and what else do we have going on besides the classroom and exhibit floor events?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the greatest things I think that Firehouse can offer is a venue with terrific speakers from across the country and opportunities to network and talk to people doing the same job but different ways, and there'll be over 16,000 firefighters. So we do try to provide unique opportunities to get together and talk. One of the opportunities will be Friday night. We have discounted tickets available to the Baltimore Orioles game. The firefighters will have the first pitch, and we'll be celebrated there. We have the largest model muster club in the country. That's on Saturday. That takes place every year. The Congressional Fire Service will hold their annual auction at our show. And then, of course, on Sunday, we have our annual parade and flea market. And we've been seeing an increase in that attendance as well, with people wanting to celebrate 25 years with Firehouse Expo.
All right, Mary and Harvey, thank you very much. Again, it's the Firehouse Expo being held in Baltimore, and that's July 22nd through the 27th. It's the 25th anniversary. So to learn more about the conference and to register, you can go to firehouseexpo.com.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these, or visit our website, www.firehouse.com/radio.
Thank you.